in his stead. St. Paul gave a tacit guarantee that he beseech you as though God did beseech you by us. And we pray you in Christ be reconciled to God. I want you to know, Brother Preacher, that first of all, you are called to speak on God's behalf. God called you to talk for Him. You are His spokesman. You are His mouthpiece. You are His trumpet through which He sounds a certain note that men might know how they should move and what they should do. And I hear Ezekiel as he tells the watchman of his time, if the watchman does not give a clear and certain sound, and if when he sees the sword coming, he refuses to warn the people, they will perish in the judgment. But the blood of those that are destroyed, God is going to require at the hands of the watchman. He turns it around and says, if the watchman see the sword coming, and the sword in this case is the judgment of God, and he warns the people, and the people do not take heed to the warning, the judgment will fall and the people will die. But the watchman has delivered his own soul. Whether you believe it or not, Brother Preacher, every time you see God's holy word standing before your face, but because of some personal reason of yours, a reputation, or because you feel that you lose part of your congregation, or because you feel that you'll be put out of your organization, and you sugarcoat and cover and hide the word of truth, you're calling down the judgment of God on your head. But God has ordained, Brother Preacher, that you should speak in His behalf. There is no higher calling than a man called, a man of the dust, to preach in God's behalf. Hallelujah. You're not the property of a denomination. You're not the property of a church. You're not the property of your friends. You're not the property of your own family. But the God that called you holds the first credential for your life. And men and women are waiting for you, Brother Preacher, to declare unto them the truth of the living God. How shall they believe on Him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear it without a preacher? And Brother Preacher, why don't you tell them the truth so they can hear the truth and move according to the truth and be saved by the truth? Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not only is a preacher the man that speaks on God's behalf, but that preacher is ordained of God to tell the truth. He's not supposed to give current events. He's not supposed to tell jokes. He's not supposed to imagine in his mind, but he's supposed to tell God's infallible truth. Sometimes that truth comes burning hot, and the people that hear it won't want to hear it, but he is ordained of God to preach the truth. Hear the great apostle Paul as he writes to his son Timothy in the closing days of his life on earth, and he gives him his final charge. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His glorious appearing. Preach the word. Don't talk about yourself. Preach the word. Don't talk about your relatives. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Rebuke with long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, but shall turn away from the truth and turn to fables. Can I get an amen there? Hallelujah. Brother Preacher, I know you know some of the things I know.
God, we're alone on the clock, make excuses for not preaching the message that we're preaching over here. And they call us holiness folks. Are those Pentecostals? Are those apostolics? And I'm not bothered so much about what you call us. I'm not so much bothered about what you call yourself. But I am disturbed that you won't tell the folk the truth. Let me be plain and talk to your very soul. God is not coming back to find out whether you were Pentecostal. God is not going to take you to find out whether you were Baptist. God's not worried about whether you're Methodist. God's not worried about whether you're Catholic, Episcopalian, or Lutheran, or Spiritualist. But Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, and God's coming back for men and women that have obeyed the truth. God doesn't have a record of your name on high because you're a member of the church. You have to be born again. I've got to write your name down. You better tell them, brother preacher, so they can run somewhere and be born again. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. And brother preacher, I know many of you know as much as I know about baptism, but you're not preaching it because you lose some members. And I'm after you tonight, brother preacher. Hallelujah. And I know some of you listen to me every Sunday. Thank you for listening. But I'd be doing you an injustice to let you feel that you can go on in your life and preach what you want to preach, and somewhere you're going to pick up the staff and the cross of redemption, and God is going to say, well done, you'll never do it. And God knows you're hiding truth from men and women. He's not going to say, well done. Brother preacher, did you not know that I know that you know that men ought to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? I know you know that. I know that you know, brother preacher, that nobody was ever baptized in your Bible in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I know that you know that, brother preacher. I know you read the book of Acts. I know you heard what St. Paul had to say about it. Why don't you tell it, brother preacher? Why don't you let your people have a chance to go down in Jesus' name? How can they hear without a preacher? And God sent you there to preach. God put you there to preach. And well be unto you if you don't tell it like it is. Well be unto you if you don't tell the people what God sent you to tell them. If you lose all your congregation, then tell God I lost them because I told them the truth. You know as well as I know. And if you know what the Bible had to say, you know that Matthew 28:19, the word spoken by Jesus, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And if that is the way that men ought to be baptized, using those phrases and titles, then there ought to be some record somewhere that one somebody was baptized right now. But let's check the record. And you can check it. You should have checked it long before now. Look at the record and see that there is not one instance in your Bible where a man was baptized like you baptizing folk in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know it's true. You've got a Bible just like mine. Hallelujah. And you won't acknowledge the fact that the name of the Father is Jesus. And you won't acknowledge the fact at the name of the Son. And you know the name of the Son, preacher, is Jesus. You know your Bible said in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. You know it's in there, brother preacher. And why don't you do it in the name of the Son? And if you do it in the name of the Son, you'll do it in the name of Jesus. Why don't you follow Paul's injunction in Colossians 3:14? And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving glory to God and the Father by him. You know it's in that preacher. Why don't you tell your folk? Why don't you tell them the truth? You may lose some, but there'll be others that appreciate you for telling them the truth. I'm not trying. But I want to stand notice on you, brother preacher. I'm not trying to get your members. I'm just trying to get you to tell the truth. I got a church full of members preaching baptism in Jesus' name. And you can have some too. You might not have the ones you got, because there's some folks that don't want to be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it's up to you, the brother preacher, to let them know why they're being baptized. Can I get another amen, church? Hallelujah. They're not just being baptized, my God, because it's a Pentecostal church, but we're baptized for a divine reason, for the remission of sins. And some of you don't want to preach what I'm preaching because you don't want to tell the folk to stop sinning. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. You don't want to tell them that they can walk with God and they don't have to live a life of sin every day. I know you're telling the folk that nobody can live holy, but if you're telling them that, then you just call God a liar. For God in his book said, be holy, for I'm holy. Surely God knew what he was talking about. And you're going to have to meet God, brother preacher, one of these days, and give an account to God for all that you're telling folk that is contrary to what God told them. Lord God, people need to be baptized by the remission of sins. And brother preacher, you know that faith is not enough. You know, brother preacher, that a man just can't say I believe and be saved. You find something like that in your Bible. I know where you usually run, to Acts 16:31. But let's go back and examine it and see what happened in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Hallelujah to God. The Philippian jailer, amen, had his jail shaken when Paul and Silas had a praise service at midnight. Shook that foundation and shook the jail. And when the jailer thought that all of his prisoners had escaped, St. Paul said to him, amen, be of good cheer. We're all here. And when the dust of the earthquake had settled down, Lord God, he looked around and all of his prisoners were there. And the jailer said, what must I do to be saved? And the apostle did say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But why don't you read down a little farther? Why did you stop right there? Listen what the next verse said. And at midnight, they took the jailer, they took his household, and baptized him in water. Can I get an amen? And if you want to do it like the Bible said, not a preacher, stop listening to them red-eyed tobacco chewing deacons and tell the truth. If you want to pray like the Bible said, stop listening to all those hellish members you've got and preach the truth. Tell them what's in the word of the living God that they might obey it. How can they hear without a preacher? any preacher except he be sent. Hallelujah. I want to preach the preachers tonight. Amen. For these people are where they are because you won't tell them no better. I know they would do better if somebody would tell them that. And you know that too, don't you? Amen. A lot of folks sitting right in here tonight. And an apostolic church has been accused of stealing members from other churches. But I'm going to justify the accusation. Hallelujah. We didn't steal nobody. And I serve you notice. If you were preaching in your church what I'm preaching in mine, you would have still had your members. I want you to know, Grace Church didn't start on 22nd and Broadway. Grace Church started in an abandoned theater. Hallelujah. They didn't come there because we had a lovely edifice, but they came there because they wanted somebody to tell the truth. And they came and heard the truth and obeyed the truth and God honored the truth and God baptized them with the Holy Ghost. Brother preacher, if you tell the same truth, you'd do right in your church and you could keep all your members. Brother preacher, brother preacher, brother preacher, brother preacher, I know you know about the Holy Ghost. You try to tell folk that when they got converted, they got the Holy Ghost. And you know better than that, brother preacher. And you know it's possible for a man to be blessed, to have the Lord all around him, and not have him in him. And you know, brother preacher, what the gospel said. You know that even before the day of Pentecost, that people were blessed out of Bethany, and had great joy, and didn't have any Holy Ghost. For you've read the 24th chapter of the gospel according to Luke, where it says he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifted up his hands and blessed them, and told them, behold, I have sinned the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You know it's in there, brother. Why don't you tell your folk about it? Why don't you let them see if there be such a thing as the Holy Ghost? Why don't you give them the chance before they die to try Jesus and find that he's all right? Lord have mercy. Shame on your preacher for hiding the truth from them folk who try to do what's right. Shame on your brother bishop for not telling the folk. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that this experience is just for Pentecostals. What do you think about the Catholics that are receiving the Holy Ghost? What do you think about the Methodists and the Baptists that have the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues in Indianapolis? And I know I'm going to get some repercussions on this one. But my soul is inspired to preach to you, brother preacher. For the people are in the shape they're in because you won't tell them the truth. And a whole lot of you are going to have to go to God and meet God and have God say, depart from me. But why, Lord? You failed to tell them the truth when you knew it. You failed to let them know what I require. I realize as a preacher, sometimes, my friend, it's a burdensome job. You go back and read the prophets, you find that it's written in the 13th chapter of the book of Isaiah in the very first verse. The burden of the prophet Isaiah. It was a burden to preach the word that he had to preach. Everything that a man has to preach is not, amen, very kind. Everything that he has to preach is not always tasty. Oh, no. But he has to preach it whether it's tasty or untasty. He has to tell it anyhow.
mouth.
Because he's talking in God's behalf. He's speaking for God. And woe be unto the man that won't speak it like God said. Now the preacher, you know that in the book of Acts, not only Jews, but Samaritans, not only Samaritans, but Romans, and not only Romans, but Ephesians, and not only Ephesians, but Corinthians, when they received the Holy Ghost, they spake with other tongues. And let me tell you something, brother preacher. I don't care how much you argue against speaking in tongues. It's biblical. All right. And I know something, brother preacher. We're going to tell the folk it's not for this age. But I have 100 million folk, my friends. And out of that 100 million, I can put my hands on about 25 million in these United States that will stand up in this tent and tell you for your face you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, sir. You better wait.
In the last days of the month of June in South Bend, 50,000 Catholics came into a stadium filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell them that it doesn't speak in tongues, for they're all speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Tell all these folk in the Methodist and Episcopal and Baptist church that have the Holy Ghost. Tell Billy Graham it doesn't speak in tongues. Tell Pat Boone it doesn't speak in tongues.
All right,
anyway. Hey! See what they'll tell you. Brother preacher, you know what's right. My concluding moments, let me tell you this. And God is going to get you if you don't talk like it is.
All right.
Preaching the gospel has a bigger responsibility than much more than us know. If you don't tell the truth, you wish to God you never had a congregation big enough to let you ride in a Cadillac and live out in the hills. If you don't tell these folk the truth, we would to God you never wore a blood cross suit or put on a robe or a cape either. If you don't tell these folk the truth, hell's going to be hotter than you ever dared it's going to be. You shall know the truth, you know the truth, and you're obligated by God to tell men the truth. Preach it like it is. If you have to eat bread and water, preach it like it is.
Hallelujah.
How can they hear without a preacher?
Oh, yeah.
How can they hear? And God puts you there so they can hear it. And if you don't know what's in there, see me and I'll tell you what's in there.
All right, sir.
But I'm fairly convinced many of you know what's in there. You know what's in there. And some of you have even slipped off and got baptized. Some of you got the Holy Ghost and let your friends talk you out of it and made you lie and tell the folks you didn't know what happened. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You just knew the repercussions that you were going to get by acknowledging it, and you were too pussyfooting to stand up and have a backbone that would let you tell the truth. Well, preacher, you're either going to tell the truth and go to heaven, or you're going to keep telling lies and go straight to hell. How can they hear? How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? And if God sent you to preach, my brother, preach it like it is. Tell it like it is. Will they hear it and not tell it like it is? God bless your hearts. I'll tell you, when you come down to die, if you can tell God just one thing, Lord, I told them the truth. They didn't believe it, but I told it. You saved yourself. But if there's one man that God can point out, and God can accredit that lost soul to you, and tell you, if you had told him the truth, he would have been saved. You're not going to be saved either. You're not going to make it either. For my job in Annapolis is not to be the most popular preacher in town. My job in Annapolis is not to have the biggest following in town. My job in Indianapolis is not to have the most money in the bank. But my job is to tell men the truth, whether they forbear or whether they hear. My job remains the same.
Right.
Tell it like it is. And whosoever will believe it, let him come. Let him come. And you know how good God is? The man that speaks on God's behalf.
Don't want your doubt removed. Praise the Lord. I said this and I say it again. If you want to study the scriptures and search the scriptures, then you're going to have to start out primarily with faith. For the Bible is a book of faith. And you have to have faith before you start studying it or reading it. For without faith, you're not going to get the first thing out of the book. You'll notice the Bible does not try to explain God to you. The Bible starts out very peculiarly, and if you don't believe as it starts, then there's no need of reading any part. It starts out, in the beginning, God. It doesn't go into any dissertation or detail to tell you how God. You accept the fact, in the beginning, God. Now, if there's any doubts in your mind about that, you might as well close the book. Because it's not going to get any easier. It's going to become more difficult as you go along. So your faith has to say, in the beginning, God. Now, you want to enter in with a lot of discussions and arguments? Go ahead. You want to ask, who was with God? When did God begin? Where did God live? How did God live? What substance is God of? You're in trouble to start with. Because God's not going to answer your questions. You just have to accept the fact, in the beginning, God. And you want to ask and say, when was the beginning? What beginning was he talking about? You've got a whole lot that God will never answer. But you have to start with faith and believe that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Immediately you move out any possibility of there being a multiplicity or a pantheism or many gods. The very moment you say it, you move out the fact that there is any other God. You move out the fact that there was any help coming from other gods. In the beginning, God. Now, if you don't start out with faith, you better get your son before you start, so that you can understand what's there. And if you don't want to believe, there are plenty of things in this Bible that will help you in your unbelief. Praise the Lord. If you want to doubt, there are plenty of things in this book that will help you to doubt. Many men have taken this very book that we believe and built their arguments of doubt and unbelief against God. Some time ago, many years ago, there was an atheist by the name of Tom Ingersoll, that took this very Bible and argued against the existence of God. And argued against the things that this Bible had declared to be true. You can search the scriptures for whatever you want to search them for.